This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we welcome back our good friend, Paula Schroeder, Communications Manager for Aging Matters in Brevard. So tell us a little bit about Aging Matters.
Aging Matters is a senior services agency, the largest one in Brevard County. We do a whole bunch of different things. Our biggest program is Meals on Wheels and Seniors at Lunch. We also offer home care. We do caregiver support. We offer a transportation service. We have our Sunflower House up in Merritt Island, which is a resource center, and a medical equipment loaning library. Everything we do is designed to keep people living in their own homes for as long as possible. The Meals on Wheels program and Seniors at Lunch is the biggest program that we have. And March is a very significant month for us because all across the nation, there is an event called March for Meals. It's an effort to bring awareness to mostly the need for funding for Meals on Wheels. Nationally, the amount of funding that comes from the federal government is about 40%. So we need to make sure that our people up in Washington know what we're doing and continue to fund this program, which usually isn't a problem. But this year, the Senate has yet to vote on the Older Americans Act, which is the fund that supports Meals on Wheels. And of course, our senior population is growing, so the need is much, much greater.
One of the key components of what makes this whole thing work is volunteers.
Could not do it without volunteers. Last year, we had 550 people. That's a lot of volunteers. We've got about 700 people a day that are getting home-delivered meals, and that's from Mims to Meeko, the whole county. And if we can get more volunteers, we can serve more people. Logistically, it's astounding. It really is, because everything is made fresh at our kitchen in Cocoa, packaged into individual containers, put into routes, go on a truck and get delivered. The March for Meals, what we do is we send out letters, emails to all of our elected officials, mayors, city council members, county commissioners, invite them to come and deliver a meal one day during the month of March. So they can see, because a lot of those people are making decisions about where funding goes. So we want them to see, to have that hands-on connection,
right,
where their money, and I tell you, it is so impactful. Just the fact of somebody showing up at a senior's door in person is a huge contributor to health. Lots of people live alone. They can't get out. They have no transportation. They've got no money. So having someone just come, hey, I'm here. Here's your meal. How are you doing?
So how can people get involved?
You can volunteer. And our website is all set up now. All you have to do is go on our website, agingmattersbrevard.org. And there's a big button at the top that says volunteer, and that'll tell you we've got lots of different things you can do. The other big button is donate. It's a lot of money to feed a couple thousand people all year long. We figured out that it takes about $150 to feed a senior for a month. Those are the two main things, to volunteer and to donate. And the other thing, advocate. That's MealsOnWheelsAmerica.org. They've got already prepared form letters that you can fill in with your specific member of Congress name, Senators Rubio and Rick Scott. If we want to let them know that we care about our older people in our community, and we want to keep them fed and happy. So let them know as well.
All right. Paula, thank you so much for helping our seniors, and we look forward to having you back to find out more about Aging Matters in Brevard.
Thanks so much, Terry.